Hello, this is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for October 23, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2. It says there, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace." End of quote. Bible has much to talk about the dangers of pride. The first sin originated in the universe was nothing other than pride. The Bible speaks about this in Ezekiel chapter 28 and Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 18. The pride of Lucifer, who was the signet of perfection. He was full of wisdom and perfection in beauty. Every precious stones covered him. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, and he was crafted in gold. He was the anointed guardian cherub. He was in the holy mountain of God. As a worship leader, he was all musical instrument in himself. However, his heart became proud because of his beauty, wisdom, and splendor. Due to pride in his heart, he said he would ascend to heaven and set his throne on high and would make himself like the Most High God. God punished him and brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit. The dangers of the pride entered into the heart of Lucifer. It cost him much. God threw him down and he became the devil, and a group of his loyal angels followed him and they became the demons. Here is the beginning of devil and demons, the Bible reveals. Then the devil was in the Garden of Eden, pumping pride into our first parents' hearts. He said they could also become like God. As he injected pride into their hearts, the first parents and their posterity fell into sin. You know, devil still pumps pride into people's hearts and leads them to destruction. And beloved, as I alluded before, the Bible has much to talk about pride. Listen to some of the warnings of this sin that God hates. It says in Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." End of quote. Proverbs 29:23 says, "One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." Proverbs 8:13 says, "I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech." James 4:6 says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Proverbs 16:5 says, "The Lord detests all the proud of people's heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished." End of quote. And Isaiah chapter 5:21 says, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight." Proverbs 26:12 says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." You see, beloved, Bible uses strong languages against pride. Why? Because it elevates self and dishonors God. And God hates it. Do you know God becomes an enemy of a prideful person? Because the Bible says God opposes the proud and arrogant people. God is looking for humility and humbleness to provide his wonderful grace, mercy, and blessings lavishly. 1 Peter chapter 5 instructs us to clothe ourselves, all of us, with humility toward one another, just because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Then it says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you." You see, if we are prideful, God opposes us and does not care for us. However, if we humble ourselves and long for his grace and mercy, he lavishes these and exalts us because he cares for the humble. In today's culture around us, we daily witness pride and arrogance, don't we? Prideful talk, prideful look, prideful lifestyles. Devil injects pride in people because he wants to get as many people in his group, in his camp, and drive them to eternal hell, which God had already prepared for him. He knew his future is in hell, and he wants to get as many people with him along the way. Beloved, pride comes at a high cost. Pride prevents man to acknowledge God, and it prevents people to admit their sins and wrongdoings, and thus becomes impossible to receive the love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness of God. Pride destroyed families, friendships, business, and it happens on an everyday basis in our world. Beloved, choose humility and grace instead of pride. God offers forgiveness, mercy, and love in and through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and risen again for all of our sins. Shake off the pride and choose God's grace and mercy in humility. Remember, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Please forgive my pride and arrogance that prevented your mercy, grace, forgiveness, love, and blessings. Now I humble myself and honor you, God. I accept Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. I come your way to accept your salvation. I believe he died, buried, and risen again for all of my sins. Please save me now. And I thank you and worship you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.